Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation CEO Gene Peltola Sr. spent this past weekend clearing out his office. The board of directors dismissed him without publicly explaining the decision. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Peltola announced his expected retirement January 10th. He said he'd work through April, but just days later, YKHC's board of directors told him to leave immediately. The board is not speaking publicly about the issue. Their decision came in a closed executive session. In a release, the board said they bought out the remainder of Peltola's contract and his early retirement was effective immediately. They wouldn't comment to KYUK, but referred to a statement where board chair Ray Ahlstrom thanked Peltola for his years of service. A few days before the board meeting, none of the controversy was apparent in a lengthy interview with Peltola when he called the board excellent. Peltola, who is Yupik, sat in his office overlooking the Kuskokwim River. He reminisced about how YKHC has changed since he took it over in 1990. Back then, the corporation was going through tough times. 36 staff had been laid off, and most of the director positions were vacant.
And immediately, I was able to fill those positions with quality people and competent people. And that was the crux of the turnaround of the corporation.
YKHC's annual budget was between $10 and $11 million then. Now it's $175 million. YKHC's board has hired Chief Legal Counsel Dan Winkleman to replace Peltola, someone Peltola had been grooming for the job. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.